If you have your program, I'd like you to turn to the very back of your program. We have a scripture and a message outline we're going to follow very closely on the back of your program. Our scripture comes from the third chapter of Galatians, starting at verse 6. We'll read verses 6, 7, 8, and 9, and verses 26 and 29, reading it from the New International Version. And it reads, "Consider Abraham. He believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand, then, that those who believe are children of Abraham. The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith." Verse 26, "You are all sons, children of God, through faith in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So I want to continue our discussion we started last week about to whom I belong. Last week we looked at the Apostle Paul, and he expressed in that 27th chapter of Acts, he expressed that he belonged to God. And I want to continue now in this book of Galatians, Paul really spelling out the theology of how we belong to God, what God wants to do in our lives. And so I want to try to lift up, as we discuss again, to whom I belong, part two, how is it that we belong to God and what God wants to do for us and in us and through us. And so verse 6 says, it starts off with us, "Consider Abraham." This is part of your outline. You hope that you were right in. He believed God. Abraham believed God. This is important for us because you and I, when we believe God, that becomes what they call in seminaries and theological schools, they call that faith formation. You're starting to form faith. You're starting to making faith a part of who you are. It actually becomes a part of your life. It is formulated in you. And so this faith formation is an important part of how we come to know who we are in Christ, to whom we belong. Consider Abraham is what the Apostle Paul is saying. Consider how he becomes a son of God. Consider how he becomes part of the family of God. And he becomes part of the family of God because he believed God. This is important because if you and I will follow that, if we will believe God, and it's not just picking and choosing what God says, but just believing God, and that's believing God, whatever God says. When God has something nice to say about you, believe that. But then when God says some things that are not nice, and most of the time, God does not speak to you directly from heaven. Most of the time, God will speak to you as my wife did with me when we were looking at the movie Michael. She said, that father, the way that father's acting, it reminds me of you. And of course, I didn't like it. But I also knew it was true. But I also knew, and I can acknowledge the truth, because I also know that God has changed me and God has done something new in me and he's made me better. I'm a better grandfather than I was a father because of what God has done. I've learned how to be patient. And I've learned that you may not know this, but children don't always listen to you. And so sometimes you got to be patient. Sometimes you got to say it again. Sometimes you might have to do a timeout or something else. But what you don't want to do is get frustrated and then take off your belt and start spanking the child when what you really should have done is be patient with the child. That's what God does for us. He changes us. And so Paul said, consider Abraham. Consider him because God made a change in him. In fact, God even changed his name. He's no longer Abram. When you read it, and I think I put it in the outline, yeah, Genesis 15:6, it says Abram believed God. But when Abram believed God, God then changed Abram's name to Abraham. And that's what God will do. He will make a change in you. But you got to believe him. If you will believe God, God has some amazing things he wants to do in your life. But it starts with you believing God. And the Bible tells us, Abraham, verse 6 says, he believed God. And God then credited that to him as righteousness. God started to make him right. God started to formulate righteousness in him. God started to formulate faith in him because God would, he would do amazing things in us if we will believe him. So the Bible says Abraham believed God. And then verse 7 says those who believe God are children of Abraham. We become children of Abraham. And this is important, my brothers, to be a child of Abraham, be children of Abraham, because God then sends the promise that he gave to Abraham. We become heirs of that promise. Abraham has been dead for thousands of years, but God says, but the promise still lives. And the promise is still to those that are heirs of Abraham. And so being a child of Abraham, as Paul says here in verse 7, we those who believe are children of Abraham because God now makes us eligible for the promise. We become these children of Abraham because of our belief in God. Now listen to what happens here. It starts in verse 8. The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentile by faith. I want you to write that in there, that word faith. It is the way that you and I become children of God. It is through believing God. And when we believe God, God then formulates in us this word faith. Now, Abraham is called the father of the faithful because he believed God. I look through all the Old Testament. There's no place in the Old Testament where it says Abraham had faith. It's not in the Old Testament. Others who read the story, like Paul and others, they use this word faith, but what they're really talking about is the Abraham, as Paul says it here in verse 6, Abraham believed God. And when you believe God, my brother and sister, God then starts to formulate faith in you. It is this understanding. Faith is, I'm not walking by sight. I'm walking by my belief in God. So we don't walk by sight. We don't walk by what we learned in school. We walk by what we have in our relationship with our God. So by faith, Abraham started to do exactly what God said for him to do. And when Abraham is out of faith or unfaithful, it's because he wasn't doing what God said do. And that's still true for you and I, my brothers and sisters. We are faithful when we are obedient to God. But we also, like Abraham, can be unfaithful because we will be disobedient. We will shy away from or back away from what God has said. And so God is, celebrates Abraham and he celebrates you and me because of our faithfulness. He's forgiving of our shortcomings. He's forgiving of our unfaithfulness, but he asks us to get back in faith, get back to believing in God. All of our days, we need to be asking God, God, help my unbelief. Help me to believe you more. Help me to trust you more. Help me to love you more. Help me to be that person you're calling me to be faithful. Here, Abraham, he believed God. And because he believed God, the Bible calls that being a man of faith. And so in verse 8, we see that this man of faith, this man, Abraham, who believed God, God then accredited that as faith, as being right with God. When you are right with God, my brother and sister, that's a man, that's a woman, that's a teenager walking by faith. It simply means you're right with God. You're doing all that God's asking of you to do. That person is faithful. That person, God accredits righteousness to them. He credits to them faith. Now, let me get to this part. This is the best part. I think this is the best part. The fourth part of the outline. Those who are faith, the Bible says in verse 9, so those who have faith, somebody say faith. When you have faith, the Bible says, it's right here in verse 9, those who have faith are blessed. Do you want any blessings in your life? If you want some blessings, then you need to be faithful. Because those who have faith are blessed. God will pour out blessings upon you for your faithfulness. Those who are faithful, the Bible says, verse 9, those who have faith are blessed. He'll bless you physically. He'll bless you financially. He'll bless your mental health. He'll bless your emotional health. God will bless you in every way if you will have faith in him. Bible tells us those who have faith are blessed. And my brothers, my sisters, God wants to bless us, but God requires faith from us. Those who have faith, not that they will be blessed, not that blessings are going to be in their future. It says this happening right now. They are blessed. And thank God the blessings are continuing to magnify. They are continuing to grow. My brothers and sisters, it's important for us to know that when we have faith, we are also blessed. But let me get to the last part. This is significant for us. This last part, verse 26 says, you are sons, daughters, or you are children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. It is through our faith that we become part of the family of God. And once we become part of the family of God, verse 29 says, if you belong to Christ, meaning if you made the decision to have faith in God, then you also have made the decision to belong to Christ. And I hope, my prayer is that you will make the decision to belong to Christ. Because that means you have faith in God. That means you decide, I want to be obedient to what God is asking of me. It doesn't matter what your age is. Doesn't matter what your economic background is. What matters is, will you make the decision to have faith in God? Because when you make that decision, then you belong to God. You're no longer yourself. You're no longer your own. You belong to the one who made you. You belong to the God of all creation. And when we belong to God, then God says, now I have some expectations of you because you belong to God. But then also, God's expectations are real simple. It's simply this. God just expects you to believe him. That's God's only expectation of you is, will you believe? Abraham believed God. Abraham belonged to God. And when Abraham made this decision that he would believe God, God credited that to him as being faithful. And God said, I'm going to make you a promise. And this promise of you and I are heirs, according to verse 29, we are heirs according to the promise. And so I want to leave you today with this idea of belonging to Christ, and then hopefully that you will be open to receiving God's promise. Because the promise is to each one of us that will believe God. God has made you and I a promise. You can stand on his promise. He never reneges on a promise. A God always is faithful to his promise. And so it's important for us to then know, well, what did God promise? Well, before you get to what he promised, you need to get to, I believe God. Because if you believe God, then you become heirs to God. Said, I'm going to bequeath to you the promise. That promise that he made to Abraham, that I will bless you, but not only you, I will bless all the nations of the world because of you. I will bless. God has promised blessings. But not only did God promise blessings, he also promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And I started going through the promises of God. God promised that he would pick up a bowed down head. God promised that he would wipe the tears from our eyes. God promised to the prophet Jeremiah, he said, if you call me, I'll answer. God has promised that he would stand by us even in the time of trial. God has promised that he would put a song in our hearts. God has promised that he would put his word in our mouths. God has promised, my brothers and sisters, that he will be with us all the days of our lives. God has promised that he would not ever, ever, ever leave us. God says, I don't care how good you are. I don't care how bad you are. I promise you that I will get you back on the right track. I'm glad I got a God who honors his promise. God promises to be with us all of our days. He'll stand by us. Let's pray to God for his promise. Gracious God, how thankful we are that you are God of promise. You have promised that you would keep us. You have promised that you will stand by us. You promised that you would bless us. You promised that you make us heirs to all that you have. Thank you for your promise. Bless each one of us, I pray. Keep us in the hollow of your hand. We ask these and all the blessings in the mighty and matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus our Christ. For his sake we pray. Amen. Will you stand with me now? We're going to open doors of church. Maybe somebody wants to receive these promises today. We got a God of promise.